So what was it like to work with Jay Michaels on this project?
I have to give Jay a lot of credit because he kind of stepped into uncharted waters as the director. You know, we were originally supposed to do this production in April, and then there were some issues with the director at the time, and the show had to get postponed until July, so then, you know, everyone had to sort of regroup, refocus, and realize that, okay, the show is not dead, but it's going to get pushed back now, and of course, in the back of our minds, I think for a lot of people, some of the cast, the producers, certainly myself, you start to think like, well, yeah, it's getting pushed back, but is it going to happen? You know, if we find a new director, is he going to be difficult? Is he going to want to blow up the whole thing? And, you know, Jay and I had a lot of preliminary discussions originally about public relations stuff because he was going to do PR for the show. And he reached out to me initially and talked about how Hamlet is his favorite play, and he's directed it and been in it, you know, like a dozen times, made a short film about it. So when things fell through with the other director, Jay was on a short list of people that I thought would work well in this situation, and the other two that, you know, we talked to, just they didn't compare to, you know, Jay's his tenacity for the project and his enjoyment of Hamlet and his excitement about taking on this opportunity again. The other people had, you know, not really had experience directing Hamlet. I mean, they were very qualified. They had done some really great things. But because Jay had so much experience with Hamlet and wanted to give it a shot again, and he even told me that his original vision of how he wanted to do the show was similar to what was in place. And in the past, he had a falling out with producers who didn't want him to, you know, take Hamlet in that direction. So, you know, my only hope is that certainly when Jay took it on and now as he's gotten along in the process and is directing it, we're in rehearsal now, that he feels very much that this is something that he really was able to take his teeth into and, you know, bring out the vision, you know, not only the way that I envisioned it, but also the way that he envisioned it, too. And he's brought so much to the table. I really have to give the guy so much credit. He's come up with some wonderful ideas from the soundtrack that's going to be played and text from previous versions of Hamlet, Saxo Grammaticus, Thomas Kidd's Spanish Tragedy. And it was educational for me because I didn't even really know these things. So with Jay being, you know, a Shakespeare scholar and a professor, he just brings so much of a history to the project, which really just meshed so well with some of the other things that were already in place. And I definitely have to say this was a blessing in disguise. Of course, at the time, it was very frustrating that the project fell through, but it would have not been anywhere near what it's going to be with the other director in place. And certainly no offense to him or anything, it's just some people are more qualified to take on a monster project like Hamlet, and Jay certainly was, and he's contributed a lot, and I hope for him that this has been so far something that he has enjoyed. You know, not that it's not a lot of work, and there could be tension this time, and you know, you're putting in a lot of hours, and he's managing a cast of 12 people and stage managers, and I'm not always the easiest. So I hope that he's been enjoying this process as much as I have.